Welcome, everybody, to the College Football Prediction Show. Today, we are going to look at a rivalry renewed between the West Virginia Mountaineers and the Penn State Nittany Lions. Penn State is a team that comes into the season with a new quarterback, Drew Allar. They seem loaded, ready to compete against Ohio State and Michigan. West Virginia will be a run-heavy team that will be looking to surprise people in the Big 12. The point spread on this game right now is almost three touchdowns, sits at 19.5 to 20 points. Make sure you check out, in a link to the description below in this YouTube video, the best place to bet on the Penn State-West Virginia game. Make sure you check out BetMGM. Also, guys, make sure you follow me, Mike Goodpaster, at The Grueling Truth on Twitter. Make sure you like and subscribe on YouTube. Hit the bell notification to get all of our preview picks. So let's go ahead and look at this rivalry that is being renewed. West Virginia. How do they win this game? They pound the ball. They run the ball. West Virginia was 5-0 last season when it ran for over 200 yards, and now the ground game is even better. There was a whole slew of issues last season with West Virginia. The defense wasn't great. The turnover margin was a killer. But all of a sudden, in a conference with all the spotlight and attention on expansion, the new programs, and everyone else, here comes a running game that should be a problem for anybody in the Big 12. The offensive line is among the best in the Big 12. They are experienced. They have a slew of all-conference level talent. The running backs are terrific. If it all works, controlling the clock in the game on the road is very possible for West Virginia. Now, Penn State, on the other hand, Michigan is the only team that ran for over 200 yards on the Nittany Lions last year. Of course, they had Blake Corum, who is one of the Heisman favorites headed into this season. And 2023, that defense should be just as good for Penn State. The defense will be aggressive. It'll be terrific at getting into the backfield, and it should once again be in or close to the top 10 run defense with a loaded linebacking core, along with a great rotation up front to go 7 or 8 deep. On the other side, the Nittany Lions offense has the young skill parts to blow up. The West Virginia defense got help from the transfer portal in the secondary, but the front seven for West Virginia will need to hold up after struggling against the efficient passing teams and having big, big problems generating big plays. As long as the young Penn State offense doesn't make a slew of major mistakes, the team was 10th in the nation in turnover margin last year. West Virginia was 118th. There won't be any drama at all in this game, but of course, last year is last year. That turnover margin was last season. Here you've got a new quarterback. You've got some new parts here for Penn State. How quickly do they gel? Now, who wins this game? I don't think there'll be any drama in this big debut. Penn State was hot at the end of last year. When you go from the start of November to the end of the year, they were dominant. But West Virginia won't roll over. It's good enough offensively to keep up for a while, and the ground game really will have its moments, but the Penn State defense is fantastic, and the explosion will come in an emphatic home statement to take the hype up even a few more notches in Happy Valley for a Penn State team that has every intention of ending up in the college football playoffs, and they have all the talent to do that. It'll just rely on Drew Allar, the new quarterback, what he can get done. They are a multifaceted team. They're a better football team than West Virginia. West Virginia's only chance here is to control the clock, hope they get some turnovers from Penn State, and that's not a hope I want to have week one in Happy Valley in a whiteout game on national TV, on NBC, on the Big Ten Saturday night opener. So when we look at this game, I like Penn State to win this game 44-17. I will give the 19.5 points, and I will take Penn State all day long. This Penn State team is legit, top 6, top 8 team, and they could be even better than that before all is said and done this season. So take Penn State, give the 19.5 points. Make sure you bet it on BetMGM, our top recommended site to bet on all the college football games this season. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, at Grueling Truth. Like and subscribe on all of our videos. But for now, I'm Mike Goodpaster. You've been watching and listening to The Grueling Truth, where the legends speak.